USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, hiring his own lawyer to deal with his role in the impeachment inquiry launched by Democrats. The former New York City mayor hiring Florida lawyer John Sale to represent him. Sale was an assistant prosecutor on the legal team investigating Watergate. Meanwhile, last night, Giuliani said anything he did with regard to Ukraine was on behalf of Donald Trump and not the U.S. government.
Were you representing the president personally or representing the office?
Absolutely, representing the president personally against charges that he colluded, against charges that he's going to be impeached.
That is heard on Fox News. The sentencing phase continuing today after former Dallas cop Amber Geiger was convicted of murder yesterday for shooting her neighbor last year. She claims she thought it was her apartment and he was an intruder. Geiger could face life in prison. And this is USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A victory for President Trump in California, where a federal judge blocked a new state law there requiring presidential candidates to reveal income tax returns in order to appear on the state's primary ballots. U.S. District Judge Morrison England Jr. writing, the law was likely unconstitutional. A federal judge putting Georgia's strict new abortion law on hold. It bans abortions once a fetal heartbeat's detected, which can happen as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy. Georgia's one of a number of states recently passing the so-called heartbeat bills, and so far, they've all been stopped from being put into effect. But Virginia Galloway of the Faith and Freedom Coalition says...
But there are some things in our law that are different from the other states that I think might give it better legal standing than some of the laws that have been passed and that have been struck down.
A Planned Parenthood official says they don't expect it to hold up in court. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Day 17 of the UAW strike against General Motors, and yesterday the union rejected a so-called comprehensive proposal from the automaker, union leaders claiming it came up short in several areas, including pay and job security. Meanwhile, this union local president, Louis Rocha, says he's still hoping they'll finally come to a deal that everyone can agree to.
I have high hopes that we'll be getting things done. I think both sides, of course, want to make sure we get this done.
Some analysts say GM could lose over $1 billion because of this strike. Missouri officials say a convicted murderer was executed despite worries over a medical condition that Russell Bucklew had. Bucklew was killed by lethal injection last night. There were concerns that a disease he suffered from that leads to tumors could make execution painful. The 51-year-old was convicted for the 1996 killing of his ex-girlfriend's boyfriend. And the Nationals advancing in the MLB playoffs right away. They scored three times in the eighth inning last night to rally past the Milwaukee Brewers for a 4-3 win in the National League wild card game in D.C. The Nats now move to Los Angeles, where they'll start the best-of-five NL Division Series against the Dodgers tomorrow. And with your update for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.